Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alexandra Portlock, intern at the Evington Echo. We are in front of the Cedars on the Evington Road. And it's a fairly busy post-lunchtime break. A few cars coming past, but it's all fluid. We can see a set of houses. The houses are all attached. Is that what you call them? Yeah, the terrace houses. Most of them made with red bricks. They've got very small gardens just in front of their doors, bit of green. The weather is rather grey. It's a typical February British grey day for today. It's not cold, quite mild. But yeah, it's just grey clouds, and it doesn't look like the sunshine's going to make an appearance today. Oh, I can hear the cars. That's the biggest sound you have. We can hear the cars zooming by, so it's a really progressive zoom that's going crescendo, as they say. Almost like it's in the tunnel. Sort of echoey. There's a set of corner shops around, all little, different colours. Dark blue one here, the main store. It seems to have a bit of everything inside, like a miniature cavern of Alibaba, as we would say. Just next door is the dry cleaners. That's quite a flashy green, dark green. Looks quite quiet today. It is open, but rather quiet. Maybe the shop owner has gone for a little tea break or something. We are coming across the Evington Library that stands proudly on top of a mini hill, with a green bench just outside, ready to welcome people who want a quiet read or to do a bit of research. We are standing just opposite the Evington Park, so a natural hub in the middle of a town. With a few trees in front. And we can still hear it, the cars zooming by. It's almost like an echoey sound. I can hear a very interesting sound, the sound of wheels of a suitcase. It brings back some memories of when you're in a train station, for example, on a trip, could be a holiday or a business trip. We can still hear the cars, the purring of the engines. Yeah, the noise of the cars coming by is just constant. It's like it just never stops, and you sort of get used to it. We can hear a few birds singing. Couldn't tell you what type of bird it is. I'm no expert in. And a few variations of green in this park, which is quite agreeable to look at, even if you don't know the names of the different trees and plants. Yeah, I can't hear any, you know, I can only hear my own footsteps. If I close my eyes, I'd think that there'd be only us two in this park and the birds. Oh, I can hear. Yep, I can. It's like I can hear the echo of the cars. It's almost like when you put a seashell against your ear, you can sort of hear as if it was the sea. It's a bit like that. Over the sort of soundtrack of the cars, I can hear a few birds singing, which is quite a contrast. Now that is quite an interesting mix of sounds, because I can hear quite distinctly a chainsaw, but I couldn't pick up from where it was coming from. I didn't know if it was coming from behind me, from on my left or on my right. I still actually don't know where it is, but yes, now I think it's behind us. It was quite interesting because I could hear like the panting of a dog, which was quite loud, and the chainsaw that was also quite loud, was sort of equal. And it's quite a strange combination. Yeah, it sounds old. Yeah. Oh, I love this sound. It, and the sound sort of, it suits the texture. It feels sort of soft and hollow, and the sound is quite soft and hollow also. And it's very therapeutic, actually, just picking that away. Honestly. Oh, I can see a squirrel. Maybe I'll be able to hear it climb up. What do you have to say to yourself, Mr. Squirrel? I think he's playing hard to get. Squirrels. Oh, there's some pigeons. And two squirrels. I can tell we're approaching the road because we can hear the cars. Nîmes, we do get quite cold winters, mostly because of the wind. We have a very cold wind that sometimes comes. And even though the thermostat isn't that low, it must be, something around, I think the coldest we ever got in Nîmes was about 0 degrees, but it felt freezing because of the wind. And also, I must admit, we're not used to the cold. A lot of people in southern France hate the sun. Like, as soon as there's a ray of sunshine, they shut the shutters and stay in the shade and empty a bottle of sun cream on themselves. I would say it is... it's sort of midway between the village and the suburbs of a big city. It's like I can't really place it on one or the other, box. Like, it is a village, but at the same time, you can tell you're close to the city, and it's like it's almost part of Leicester. And to describe it visually, it's quite green, pretty green for a place in Leicestershire, just next to Leicester. And some people, at the church, and I went to the heritage talk, history and heritage talk. Mostly old locals, to be honest. They seem very keen on their local history, very interested in their own local history. Like, it's not like a village like in Uppingham where my grandparents live. It's not all traditional, but there seems to be little bits of the traditional side that sort of stayed. Well, you know, the church is very... Yeah, let's go to the... I haven't been in there before, so... And the cafe would be quite interesting sound-wise. Are you having milk?
And a coat.
Yeah, could I have a bit of milk, please?
I've been specialised so far in artistic photography and experimental photography, so you can see a bunch of different stuff there.